As we celebrate Pentecost Sunday, many of us may wonder what the Spirit is doing today. It is one thing to read about what the Spirit of God did in the first century. But is that Spirit alive today? And in what ways is the Spirit manifest among us? The 8th chapter of Romans assures us of the activity of the Spirit in the lives of believers and offers concrete hope to those who are 2,000 years removed from the vibrant activities of the 2nd chapter of Acts. An oxymoron is two seemingly inconsistent words or concepts placed side by side. Jumbo shrimp is a classic example. Jumbo means big, shrimp means small. Because Presbyterians often pride themselves on worshiping God with their minds, having educated pastors and having well thought out theology that is being constantly reformed according to the Word of God, it might be said that Presbyterian spirituality is an oxymoron. While it is certainly fair to say that others might put a greater emphasis on the Holy Spirit, even to the extent that we might say they ignore the mind, the Holy Spirit is alive and well among Presbyterians and is a very important part of our worship and our life together. The Holy Spirit is very present and is the presence of God with us and within us today. You have heard me say that prayer is practicing the presence of God. Thus, we can say that prayer is practicing the presence of the Holy Spirit. Not only does Jesus pray for us, as we say every Sunday, but also the Holy Spirit prays for us. One commentator puts it this way: when we walk through the darkest valleys, we can boldly claim in faith, hope, and love that the Spirit helps us in our weakness. This strong assurance comes to the faithful even when we do not know how to pray as we ought. When we cannot find words, the Spirit, according to Paul, is one with us in our sighs. The presence of the Spirit in the time of present suffering is an ever-present reminder that God is present with the faithful always. Paul anticipates fully the work of the Trinity. God searches the heart, loves us in Jesus Christ, and knows the mind of the Holy Spirit. Finally, in our weakness, God is present with us in the one who died, yes, and was raised, who is at the right hand of God, and who intercedes for us. End quote. The Spirit partners with Paul's Roman readers by assisting in their weakness. Verse 26. Paul applies the term here to everyone, including himself, stressing the commonality of our weakness. In any case, the Spirit lends assistance by interceding with unspeakable groanings. The importance given to the Spirit's role as an intercessor is evident by its repetition by Paul, who notes that the Spirit intercedes with God on behalf of the saints in verse 27. As an advocate for God's children, the Spirit engages in the same activity as Christ, who also intercedes on our behalf. Romans 8:34. Therefore, we see that God, through Jesus, and through the Holy Spirit prays for us. So, bringing this all to today, how do we practice Presbyterian spirituality? First, we go to the Word of God, not expecting understanding based on our own strength. We pray for illumination. We pray that the Holy Spirit opens to us the words spoken to persons 2,000 or more years ago, such that we may apply those words to our present day lives. We pray that the words of proclamation, the words of my mouth, and the words we hear and process in our meditations may be acceptable to God. This prayer is as old as the Psalms. See Psalm 19:14. The Holy Spirit is here in this place, helping us to hear the Word of God. The Holy Spirit is the light, the illumination that allows us to see what we individually and as a congregation need to see. The Holy Spirit is the translator that allows us to hear individually and as a congregation what we need to hear. The Holy Spirit takes us into the presence of God and allows us in our present day moments to be aware of God in creation and in the faces of others around us. In our present day moments, we find ourselves in situations and confronted by evil that causes us to groan. Why, God? If this is the place we find ourselves, Paul assures us that we're on the right track. We hope for what we have been promised in faith, but do not yet see. We pray, but often inarticulately, given the weight of our concerns. And when they overwhelm us, the Spirit is there to carry the burdens for us, interceding with God on our behalf. The Spirit knows both what we need and what God's will is for us. What the Spirit does for us today is to bring our concerns and the will of God into harmony. We do not need to have all the right words. Not only does Jesus pray for us, the Holy Spirit prays for us. We turn our hearts toward God, and even if silence is all we have, that's okay, because the Holy Spirit prays with and for us. The problems we have are in God's hands, even if we cannot express them. God knows our needs better than we do. It is through trust in what we cannot see and cannot adequately express that we exercise our Presbyterian spirituality. In the passage from John, Jesus is leaving the disciples and preparing them for tough times ahead. Jesus tells the disciples of the coming Holy Spirit. Although it is time for Jesus to leave them physically, He will continue to be with them spiritually through the presence of the Holy Spirit. The language used to describe the Holy Spirit is full of significance. Paraclete, advocate, helper, comforter, one who by coming alongside gives strength, encouragement, and ability. You may say, Pastor, I do not see or feel the Holy Spirit. I do not see tongues of flame. I do not speak in tongues. Is the Holy Spirit with me? I tell you, emphatically, yes. The Holy Spirit is the fulfillment of God's promise through Jesus Christ to be with us and to continue to be with us. When we need an advocate, a helper, and a comforter, the Holy Spirit is with us to give us strength, encouragement, and ability, even when we do not notice. Spiritual directors often begin sessions with their directees by asking, "Where have you seen the Spirit in your life this week?" I encourage you to ask yourself that question and develop a sensitivity to the presence of the Holy Spirit. When have you felt the Spirit? I feel the Spirit when new insight comes to me when reading or proclaiming the Word of God. I feel the Spirit when someone tells me how they've been moved by something I have said, and I know it came from inspiration of the Holy Spirit, not from me. I see the Holy Spirit when I see someone respond in love and patience, even when I know they've been provoked. I feel the Holy Spirit when I say something that I know is very different from what I would have said had the Holy Spirit not intervened. I feel the Holy Spirit when I act beyond my weakness. I'm sure there are many times that the Holy Spirit has been present when my blind eyes have not seen. I pray and the Holy Spirit prays for me that my eyes might be opened more and more to the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, in my life. Likewise, I pray and the Holy Spirit prays for you that your eyes might be opened more and more to the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, in your lives. For truly, spirituality, Presbyterian and otherwise, is all about practicing awareness of God's presence and acting accordingly. Richard Rohr says it this way: "Even though we so often pray, 'Come, Holy Spirit,' the gift of the Spirit is already given. The Holy Spirit has already come. We are temples of the Holy Spirit, equally, objectively, and forever. The only difference is the degree that we know it, draw upon it, consciously believe it. God doesn't give God's Spirit to those of us who are worthy, because none of us are worthy. God gives God's Spirit in this awakened way to those who want it. On this feast of Pentecost, quite simply, want it. Rely upon it. Know that it has already been given." End quote. May each of us practice awareness of God's presence and live truly spiritual lives. Amen. Having heard the Word of God read, sung, and proclaimed, let's say what we believe using the words printed in the bulletin. What do you believe? Please stand as you're able. Thank you. What do you believe? God the Holy Spirit fulfills the work of reconciliation in human life. The Holy Spirit creates and renews the church as the community in which people are reconciled to God and to one another. The Spirit enables people to receive forgiveness as they forgive one another and to enjoy the peace of God as they make peace among themselves. In spite of their sin, the Spirit gives people power to become representatives of Jesus Christ and His gospel of reconciliation to all.